Did you need a reason to dislike the parents of Brian Laundrie anymore? We got one for you. Brian Laundrie's parents admit that he told them Gabby was gone, unveiling new details in the civil trial. That's not going to play well for them at all. You'll remember when Gabby was missing and everyone was frantically searching. They just kind of went on a little camping trip with Brian. Kind of like a, you know, Brian's going to go away in the woods at some point here and probably end it. So let's get a couple more s'mores in while we can, because he just told us that he killed his girlfriend. Natural reaction. Take the family camping, right? In the surprising turn of events in the ongoing civil trial between the families of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie, it has been revealed that Brian Laundrie's parents admitted to receiving a frantic phone call from him on August 29th of 2021, just 2 days after the day Gabby Petito was believed to have been murdered. During the call, Brian informed his parents that Gabby was, quote, gone and needed a lawyer. According to attorney Pat Riley, representing Gabby Petito's family, the revelation emerged during depositions conducted for the upcoming civil trial, shedding a new light on events surrounding Gabby Petito's tragic death in 2021. While Chris and Roberta Laundrie confirmed that Brian told them Gabby was gone on the phone call, they did not admit to knowing that she had been killed, emphasizing that Brian had used the term gone. Well, when your son's coming to you and the girlfriend is missing and you're using the word gone and he needs attorneys, I think that might mean she's dead.
Yeah, that's what else could it mean?
She went to Chuck E. Cheese for a week? Like, where the fuck do you think she, like, yes, that's what he means, Chris and Roberta. In response to this development, attorney Pat Riley stated, I want to know what Brian told Bertolino. He probably admitted more and did know where Gabby's body was located. Riley has filed a motion to compel Stephen Bertolino, the Laundrie's longtime lawyer, to reveal any information that he may have received from Brian during the aftermath of Gabby's disappearance. A hearing for this motion, as well as the question of whether Brian's attorney-client privilege should be upheld, is scheduled for December 20th in Sarasota County Circuit Court. Ryan Gilbert, the attorney representing the Laundrie's in the Petito civil suit, has not responded to requests for comment regarding this revelation. Similarly, Stephen Bertolino has declined to make any statement on this matter. The Petito family's allegations in the civil suit are based on the belief that following Gabby's murder, Brian Laundrie used Gabby's phone to send text messages to her family in an attempt to deceive them. Among these messages, one text was sent to Gabby's mother, Nicole Schmidt, referring to Gabby's grandfather as Stan. Schmidt has maintained that Gabby never referred to her grandfather by his first name, considering the text highly suspicious.
Oh, boy.
Nicole Schmidt and Joe Petito, Gabby's father, have brought the lawsuit against the Laundrie's and Bertolino, accusing them of intentional infliction of emotional distress. The Petito family alleges that the Laundrie's were unaware that Gabby was deceased, but chose not to take any action apart from releasing a statement expressing hope for Gabby's safe return. Petito civil suit, it's experienced a couple postponements. Right now it's scheduled for May of 2024. We'll see if that is where it actually ends up falling. But yeah, I mean, I get, you know, you're a parent, you're going to want to try and cover for your kid to a certain extent. But I mean, come on, this was utterly ridiculous. They were talking in terms of like Gabby was alive, we hope for a return, and they knew damn well, likely most of the time, that she was gone.
Yeah, the mother say that she would bring a shovel and garbage bags? Wasn't this letter? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, this is the mom who wrote the weird letter to her son, and it talked about like hiding a body and... I could take that a couple ways. A lot of people like that's something that no one would. I don't know if you have a weird sense of humor. I could see that being in a letter, but it's an absolutely horrible timing. I think I really think these parents are just kind of two morons that really have, you know, they had made horrible choices when this was all going down, thinking they were doing the right thing. At the end of the day, they got caught doing all of it. And yeah, it was pretty fucking horrible. The letter, though, I don't know. The letter just doesn't read to me like it's truly a guide for anything. It reads to me like a weird relationship, unhealthy bond that he has with his mom, and they shared too many things.
I just don't know that, you know, and I think we talked about this when that letter came out, that That's weird. I mean, it's one thing to support your child. It's another to say, I'll help you hide the body.
It was in such jovial type terms. It didn't read like, now that we know that she's dead, let me help you hide the body. It just didn't read like that. I think it was just a really fucked up symbolic thing. I think it was a symbolic fucked up. Now you're going to go off in life. And if something bad ever happens to you, I'm here for you. I'll help hide the bodies. You know, that's right. I mean, people do use that term. Like, they know where the bodies are buried, and there's no bodies. It's just a term that people use sometimes. And I'm guessing, and their last thing in her mind was that her son would actually have a body to bury. But I just think it was very, very bad timing. It looks horrible. I don't think they're good people. I think they're really deplorable human beings, the way that they handled the whole thing and the hell that Gabby Petito's parents were going through, and the fact that they just sat there and let them suffer and have this false hope for weeks is pretty shitty. And I think it does probably, I don't know if it falls into criminal territory or not, but maybe within the civil trial, they'll find some grounds to do that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it makes any sense locking up the parents either. You know, what is that going to do other than put another burden on the prison system? They're just shitty human beings, and being shitty doesn't always mean criminal. Although it should sometimes.
I don't know. It just, the whole thing feels weird. I mean, what would you do if your daughter called you up and basically admitted that she might have killed somebody? Do you support them? Do you continue to be supportive to a point? I don't know. It's hard to sit here and judge what we would do.
I don't know.
But it's also, you have a responsibility as a good human to not be supportive of somebody killing another person. So I don't know.
It's easy to sit here and say, here's exactly what I would do. I don't know. Right. I mean, I think I would like, hey, you know, let's come home. Let's figure out how we need to handle this. Cause this will, you know, this will be found out. And we need to, you know, handle this the right way. And you may be in trouble. You probably are going to be in trouble. You may go to prison for, but if you handle it in a way that's not trying to deceive everybody or putting that child into such shame that they feel the only thing they can do is go kill themselves, which is what Brian ended up doing. Their son could still be alive. Their son could be in jail right now.
Yeah.
At least he'd still be around to go see. And I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing, you know, it probably wasn't on purpose. It was probably some sort of abusive situation, but I don't necessarily guess that Brian Laundrie did set out to kill Gabby Petito. I'm thinking he went too far in an abusive situation and then ended up killing her and was like, oh shit, now what? Still murder, 100%. He still did it. Should be in prison for the rest of his life if he were alive. But I don't know that it was like a premeditated murder, so to speak. Doesn't make it any better, but I don't know. It's something where these parents really, I remember while it was all happening and just how shitty everyone thought it was of them, the way they were acting and handling themselves through that whole situation. So I think they can take whatever they have coming at them and eat it up. And if that means scrutiny and criticism, then great. Experience and endure that for the shit that you put the Petitos through. And if it ends up being you guys get to go spend a little bit of time behind bars, well, have fun. Don't drop the soap.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.